Okay, did you clean your room up?
Hello, Ms. Dooley?
Yes.
Hi. Sorry about that. Had a technical issues here. I'm surprised you were able to stay on because we just lost all connection for a second.
Oh, really? I just thought you were doing something.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. Pull you back up. I wanted to make sure that we could say where we were just in case I wasn't able to bring you back. Give me one second. Okay. So I was verifying your telephone number.
It is 256-590-1545.
All right. And you had the option to place an email on this address on this claim. Would you like to?
Do I have to?
It's optional.
Okay, I'll just do it. katelyncrawford1545@yahoo.com.
Okay, give me that one more time, please.
Caitlin, KATELYN Crawford, CRAWFORD 1545@yahoo.com. Quit, baby. No, you can't
remember. All right. I'm going to go back through. Make sure we do have that absolutely correct. I have KATELYNCRAWFORD 1545@yahoo.com.
Yes.
All right. See, with the telephone number 256-590-1545.
Yes.
And the mailing address 623 Alabama Avenue, Southeast, Coleman, Alabama 35055.
Yes, sir.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you ever attended? Criswell College, High Point University, Northwestern Michigan College, Success, County Community College, or none of the above?
High Point University. No, I take that back. None of the above.
Oh, okay.
Here, Bubba. Here.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 10 Trojan Crossing, 551 County Road, 1412, 4136 Lone Oak Drive, 4267 Packingham Drive, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
None of those addresses.
All right. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with?
Don't do that.
Lemuria Graphics, Mail Stop Service Center, Premier Productions, Tropic Fair Condominiums Associations, or none of the above?
Premier Productions. On one of the addresses, they kind of sound familiar, but I honestly can't remember. So how, on a scale of like 1 to 10, important is it if I get it wrong?
It's not huge, and I don't think it's a very large determining factor.
Okay. Because I'm like, I know where I worked. And then I think of High Point because that's where our financial office is located for Premier. But if, when you said college, I was like, oh, yeah, High Point. But I'm like, wait, no, that's a different office for Premier. And so that's why it confused me. But then, I mean, that's the only one I'm like 100% sure on other than the college.
Okay. All right. Which of the following cities does Kelsey Crawford currently live on property? New York, New York, Oceanside, New York, South Ozone Park, New York, Springfield Gardens, New York, or none of the above?
My sister lives in New York, New York.
All right. And which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Vinemont, Phoenix City, Hoover, Decatur, none of the above.
And what was the question? Which one has like significant, like I haven't ever lived in really any of those areas, but like Vinemont's close to me.
It says which one has a current or former association to you.
We'll say Vinemont.
All right. I'm going to ask you a series of yes or no questions.
Okay. Eat those.
All right. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
All right. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No. Sit down. Sit right there or sit at the table. You pick which one.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons that are related to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Yes.
And are you filing for DUA? That's Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
No.
All right, and what was the very last day that you worked?
I believe it was ma'am, I'm not 100% sure. I can look at my last pay stub and see what that says. Hold on 1 second for me.
Okay. If you need to, you can just give an estimate.
Okay. I think it was July, but I could be wrong. My last pay stub says pay period was from, so the 27, oh wait, this is, yeah, this is 2020. Okay, 7/27. So July. Hey, buddy. Come here. You're okay.
All right. So you would say the last day that you actually went to work was the 27th, 2020?
Yeah.
Of July?
Yeah, we'll say that. I'm sorry.
Okay. It's fine.
Okay, let me see. Right. Let mama see. Go get me his passy, please, on the floor. Okay, go get it. Thank you. Don't tell him, brother. Shh, I know it's bleeding. You feel hard, baby. No, here, I'll get you a different one. Leave him alone. He's upset. Okay, I'm sorry.
Definitely understand.
Here. Brother, you can sit in the floor. Sit in the floor to eat. I'm good. I'm ready whenever you are.
All right. If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes. Brother, come here.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No. Well, good job.
Huh? Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No. It's right there. Eat it, Lola.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Yes.
Say, how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job? Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry. I guess like 30 or 40 miles, I guess.
All right. And what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Say that one more time for me.
So what's the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
Any.
I had to put a number in for you.
Oh, I guess $12.
All right. Do you work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employee give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
All right. What was your former job title?
Customer care coordinator or customer service coordinator. To your mouth.
Would they still follow in the customer service representative?
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
All right. What's the name of the last company that you worked for?
Premier Productions.
Let's see, would that fall under Platform Tickets, LLC?
Yeah. But, yeah.
Okay. You remember the telephone number?
I don't know what it is. I can look it up real quick if you need me to.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, 1 second for me.
While you're getting that, can you tell me your employment start date?
It would have been in 2000 and uh, 2016. I'm not sure exactly what day, probably February 2016.
February 2016. Give me an estimate on the date.
You could say like February 2nd.
Okay. And that was July 27th, 2020, for your last day that you worked?
Yes.
And this work was done in Coleman, Alabama?
Yes.
All right. Were you able to find the telephone number yet?
Yep, I got it.
Go ahead.
256-737-7565.
All right, that's
256-737-7565.
Yeah. It's 256-737-7565.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay anytime after your last day at work, vacation, sick, or holiday pay?
No.
All right. And what was the reason for separating from this employer?
Corona.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Do you remember your 4-digit PIN, or do you need me to reset it for you?
No, it's 9063.
Okay, if you remember, I just don't have to reset it for you. All right, I'm going to read to you your the disclosures, and then we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived in an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change, and this can see, unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file to complete your weekly claim as a stroke that could result in the loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim, and any time you may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continuing eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
Can you tell me what that phone-in number was again?
Okay. To do your weekly certifications, that number is
1-800-752. Okay.
7389.
Okay, and so, this Sunday is when I would start?
Correct.
Okay, and so it's still pending, though, so I won't know. When will I know if it was accepted or not?
Now, typically, it does take about 2 to 3 weeks before a decision on the claim is made, but that's only give or take. Depending on how many claims they have and how many claims it takes to get to you, how long it takes to get your claim done. Typically, it's 2 to 3 weeks, but again, that's give or take. You'll normally receive a letter in the mail, but you can keep an eye on your tracker, and that'll be another way of being updated when that information becomes available.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
I don't think so. So I don't need to do anything else except we're just waiting to hear back.
Right, and make sure that you're doing your weekly certifications.
Yes, yeah, except for, on Sundays. And so I guess my last question is, do they typically, like, is it typical that it I will get it or because I've already had it, or is it typical that I wouldn't get it because I've already had it?
I wouldn't be able to say for certain, only because we're not a part of the decision-making process. So I wouldn't be able to give you a confident answer there. But typically, if they do deem you eligible, then you are approved again.
Okay, cool. Okay, thank you so much for being so helpful. You really have been so extremely helpful.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you, sir.
More than welcome. Bye.